Confronting Fear, Islamophobia and Its Impact in the U.S. is a new study by CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, and the Center for Race and Gender at UC Berkeley. It exposes a well-oiled, well-coordinated, and well-funded machine which spreads Islamophobia to push political and religious anti-Muslim agendas. Corey Saylor is with the Council on American Islamic Relations.
Our report identifies the organizations that use Islamophobia sentiment in the United States and their impact. For the organizations, we identify 33 separate groups who seem to exist almost solely to vilify Islam and Muslims. And when you look at their funding by examining IRS tax returns, between 2008 and 2013, those groups had available to them at least $205 million in total revenue.
To identify these groups, CARE and the Center for Race and Gender reviewed reports, press releases, websites, and the type of work they were doing, which vilified Muslims. And they identified a group which is being used by the presumptive Republican presidential nominee in his hate speech wanting to ban Muslims from entering the U.S.
One of the major groups that we're pointing to this election cycle is the Center for Security Policy. They are quoted in Donald Trump's press release when he proposed banning Muslims from the United States. Three of their staff people were on Ted Cruz's National Security Advisory Council, and they're the ones who are behind the template piece of legislation that's been passed in eight states and across the nation that is intended to vilify Islam.
And the Center for Security Policy is not the only group people should be aware of, according to the Center on American Islamic Relations.
When I go down the list, Act for America is another group who consistently comes up in as an effective anti-Muslim institution. American Freedom Defense Initiative, which is an organization run by a woman named Pamela Geller, is one of the more visible organizations. They do banners on the side of buses that in many areas have been deemed as hateful, but the First Amendment protects them and allows them to be put up. If I had to sort of pick a top three, those would be the top three that I would point.
The intent of the report is to look at impact. It finds that 10 states have passed anti-Islam legislation,